You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Cross it's a goal! It's the United, Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's weekend encounters with Curzon Ashton and City of Liverpool.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the Curzon and women's team matches, later in the show we'll also be hearing how our 2005 legends got on in their charity match from Sunday afternoon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start with Cup news as FC United have been drawn to play at Northern Counties Eastside Handsworth Paramore in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. It is confirmed that this match will be played this Saturday, kick-off at 3 p.m. Normal Handsworth Paramore admission prices will apply, so that's £5 for adults and £3 for concessions. And staying with Cup competitions, the draw for the FA Youth Cup has also been made this past week, and FC United have been drawn to play Burscough away in the first qualifying round of the FA Youth Cup. And the tie will be played at Victoria Park, Burscough, on Wednesday the 20th of September, 7:30 kick-off. And finally, for this week's news, FC United has been shortlisted in the M&S Energy Fund competition. Winners of the regional public vote can receive up to £12,000, with an additional fund of no less than £20,000 to be awarded at the discretion of a judging panel. The regional competition went live last week, with the winner decided by the number of public votes received. So please vote for FC United by visiting www.m&senergyfund.com. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travelled the short distance over to the Tameside Stadium to take on our old friends Curzon Ashton. To hear now if the Reds could break their bad run of form and kickstart their season, it's over to Marv Willers now for a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. Sadly for FC, they made it three losses in a row as the Reds went down 1-0 to Curzon Ashton at the Tameside Stadium in front of 723 people. The goal going on 42 minutes to Max Leonard. Here's the FC Live team with more.
Long goal kick there. Well won by Matty Hughes. Regan has it taken off him by Greaves, and a hurried pass there from McKay, aiming for McCarthy, but players slipping there. It was a Curzon player went down, Regan plays it forward, a beautiful ball, and Max Leonard, oh great save by Allison, but the danger not clear yet, nodded across, and it's got in, and it's Leonard in the end. It was Leonard, a great save from Allison, but the ball bounced, it was played across, nodded across the goal, and Leonard was there just to tap it in, and would like to have seen maybe Emily a bit more quicker reaction from the defence after that brilliant save from Allinson.
Yeah, Allinson has done, he's done absolutely everything right there. He's closed the player down so early. He got to the edge of his 18-yard box so fast. He's down. He's made a fantastic save. Now, the ball has been hit high in the air. There's plenty of time for the defence to get back and underneath that and really get it clear. But, you know, not to be. Curzon send the ball forward and ends up with a tapping on the line. But you want your defenders reacting faster than your attackers in there. But, you know, Allinson did everything he could.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. And later in the show, we'll be hearing the views of manager Carl Margeson. But in the meantime, to find out now where that result leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from a busy afternoon in the National League North, it's back over to Marv Willers for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. And hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, remarkably, that third straight defeat for FC United has lifted the Reds out of the relegation zone. What? That's because Alverton beat Gainsborough 4-1, leading to a poorer goal difference tally. A bit higher up the table, and Brackley Town suffered their first defeat of the season, going down to a 2-0 defeat at Moor Lane to a now second-place Salford City outfit. However, it's Harrogate Town who now top the early table after an emphatic 5-1 win at the new Buck's Head against Telford United. Promoted Blyth Spartans also hit 5 on Saturday at Croft Park against Boston United, while York City made it back-to-back wins with a 2-0 Bootham Crescent success against Stockport County. Tamworth moved into the top six after inflicting a third defeat on Spennymoor Town, while Southport hammered 6-0 at Stockport in midweek, suffered another defeat on Saturday, this time 3-0 to Kidderminster Harriers. Nuneaton Town drew 1-1 with Bradford Park Avenue, and North Ferriby United continued to struggle following relegation, and a 2-0 Church Lane defeat to Chorley leaves them bottom of the pile, 2 points adrift. And lastly, but by no means leastly, Wednesday opponents for FC Darlington. They shared a goalless draw to Leamington on Saturday afternoon. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marv. FC United returned to action this week with two matches out on the road. Firstly, on Wednesday evening, FC United travel north to take on Darlington. The address for the ground is Blackwell Meadows, Grange Road, Darlington, DL15NR. That's Blackwell Meadows, DL15NR. Kickoff on Wednesday evening will be at 7:45 p.m. And then on Saturday, FC United enter this season's FA Cup as FC travel to Nottinghamshire to take on Handsworth Paramore. The address for the ground is Sandy Lane, Babbage Way, Sandy Lane, Worksop, S81UJ. That's Sandy Lane, S81UJ. Kickoff on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make these games in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk.
FC Radio.
Right, do you know the piano's on my foot?
To the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United kicked off their league campaign with a home fixture against City of Liverpool FC. To hear how Luke Podmore's side got on, it's now time to join Women's Team Live from Sunday afternoon.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. You join us here on FCM Radio live for another afternoon of delightful women's team football. It's FC United and Manchester's women's team against City of Liverpool FC this afternoon, and we're here at the back of the main stand at Broadhurst Park looking out on a threatening skyline here in Moston. It's the first league match of the season. Last week was a good gauge against Altrincham about where FC United are at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I should say start polls with me.
Sometimes you look at the previous game and you think, well, we have to improve on it. It's very difficult to improve on last week. City of Liverpool, they've changed their name subsequently from previous meetings. They were a community club name, but now they've changed.
And now they've gone straight into the setup there at City of Liverpool FC, which is a fan-owned football club in Liverpool, founded, I think, last season, actually. We've had them on Supporters Direct Weekly a few times. Very politically minded, a fan-owned football club. A bit St. Pauli about them, a bit of FC United thrown in as well. And the women's team have joined the fold this season. And it's a cracking club, City of Liverpool, and more round term. And the crowds to get in North West Counties are superb.
Yeah, we've played the team they were four times in the past. We've racked up 30 goals and conceded two. Last season, I think, was the 13-0. The first time they came here, they conceded the first goal in 3 minutes that day. I think it was 7-0 that one. The second time they turned up, they hung out for 8 minutes before conceding. So I think the first thing their manager probably is saying, you must not concede in the first 10 minutes or so.
Pieces of team news going into this afternoon's game. Anya Donnellan, who played left wing last week and impressed with her performance, she's unfortunately had to leave the club, but but for positive reasons. She's got a fully paid football scholarship out in America, and therefore, well, you can't really stand in the way of that. So all the best of luck to Anya Donnellan. Superb stuff there. Out goes Anya Donnellan. In comes a brand new signing, Yvette Lukes. And, well, this is a big signing, and, well, Luke Podmore's very excited about the arrival of Yvette Lukes.
Very highly rated. She was in Manchester City reserve side. And Luke is more excited about this signing than any of the others in the summer, which tells you something.
Yeah, because some of the signings have come from two divisions up to join FC United. It's a big deal, Yvette Lukes joining the club, and goes to show you where the women's team are heading. Yvette Lukes, we believe, will be playing right wing this afternoon. And we're off and underway here. Just remind me again, how many goals did Jess Battle get last week? Was it four?
It was four apiece for her and Kirsty.
Well, here's City Liverpool on the attack straight away, breaking through here, but well cut out there by Abby Carrington, who plays it back to Jackson in the FC United goal. So welcome, everyone. Here is Jess McCarrick playing the ball forward here to Foster, who plays the ball forward here to Forster, who plays the ball over the top, and here's Jess Battle one-on-one with the keeper. Early does. Keeper doesn't come out, and she slots it home, does Jess Battle. And with 30 seconds on the clock here at Broadhurst Park, well, to say that's a good start would be an understatement. Jess Battle giving FC United the lead. Foster now. Simple pass to Greenall. Greenall, nice 1-2 with Foster, who carries the run forward. Foster is one-on-one with the goalkeeper and slots it in to the corner, and that's on 8 minutes. FC United now 2-0 up, and good stuff there from Rebecca Foster. Good through ball there from Foster to find Jess Battle. Jess Battle shoots, saved by the goalkeeper. But she can't keep it out. 3-0. There we go.
Goalkeeper made a good effort there. I have to give her credit for that. But unfortunately, it's 11 minutes on the clock and it's 3-0.
Here is Chambers now. Chambers released. She's going to have a dig and goal here in the near post. And that, dear listener, is 4-0. She gets the ball back. Charges into the corner of the penalty box, keeps going, slots it into the near post. Questionable goalkeeping, but she puts it home, and on 14
minutes. Goal number 113 for Kirsty on her 100th appearance.
Here's Lukes now, plays the ball square to Sullivan. Sullivan, who's central, right in the middle of the City Liverpool half, plays the ball back to Greenall, who plays the ball back to Fran Davis. Fran Davis, who's not seen much of the ball in the last 10 minutes or so, plays the ball square to Carrington. Carrington plays the ball forward to Chambers. Chambers with a nice ball to Sullivan. Sullivan now on the left-hand side of the penalty box. Is she going to play it square? Now she shoots.
Oh, a gem. Absolute gem of a finish.
5-0, 24 minutes gone. Foster, down the line it goes to Abby Carrington, midway into FC United's half. Forward it goes to Chambers. Chambers' layoff doesn't come off, and the ball is cleared. But here's Sullivan now. Sullivan to Forster. Forster plays a lovely through ball to Jess Battle, who's onside, one-on-one with the keeper. Surely she's going to score.
Round the keeper this time.
Rounds the keeper on her left foot. Cool as mustard. In it goes. And 32 minutes gone here. 6-0 to FC United. And, well, Jess McCarrick gets the ball back now. Over on that right-hand side, plays the ball infield to Sullivan. Good turn from Sullivan. Playing out to Greenall. Greenall to Chambers. Chambers is onside. Chambers one-on-one with the keeper. Rounds the keeper. And this, dear listener, is going to be 7-0. 34 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. Kirsty Chambers there with another goal. Here's McCarrick now. Forward it goes to Battle. Battle's going to win that race. She does. She's into the penalty box. It's an acute angle. She shoots. Does it break to Forster? No, it's covered by the number 17. But there's Lukes picking the ball up. The edge of the box shoots.
Oh.
Blimey, Charlie.
Well, she's made up for the previous shot.
8-0. Here's City Liverpool now with a rare furry upfield. A loose pass there. And now the number 11 for City Liverpool's charging forward.
Fran Davis. Say no more.
Wins the ball. And
just bided her time there. It was Martin Buchan-esque, really, wasn't it?
Well, there's Abby Carrington. Abby Carrington is still pretty much playing left back in a two-player defence. It's a bit weird. But anyway, here is Fran Davis. Fran Davis playing the ball forward to
tinkering.
McCarrick. McCarrick now crossing the halfway line, dead centre. McCarrick plays the ball to Forster. Forster tries to release Battle. It's ping-ponging around all over the place there. Ball, more pinballing than ping-ponging. Anyway, here's Lukes. Lukes now over on the right-hand side. Good stuff from Lukes into the penalty box. Plays the ball back. Shot comes in from Sullivan into the bottom corner. And that, dear listener at home, is 9-0. Just gone 50 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. And throwing taken. Here's Amy Vias now on the ball. Vias plays it to McCarrick, to Greenall, to Sullivan. to Lukes. Lukes now on the right hand side. Lukes into the penalty box. It's just behind Sullivan though, but there's Lukes picking the second ball up. Lukes goes one way, goes another, shoots. Good save by Barr on the near post, but the ball is back with Lukes now. Plays the ball back to Shishkov. Shishkov shoots into the far corner. 10-0, and for the second week running in competitive action for the women's team, it's double figures. Well, here is Sullivan now. Sullivan plays it to Shishkov. Shishkov's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. She trickles it over the line. And that, legs 11. But here's Foster now back on the ball, just inside FC United's half. Lovely ball over the top. Oh, it's Sullivan. Sullivan to Chambers. Chambers pokes it over the line. And that is 12-0. And Kirsty Chambers there with a hat-trick. Her second hat-trick in two games. McCarrick's going to give the ball to Mia Holden for her first touch of the game. Mia Holden now. Out to this right-hand side to Lukes. A pass there with purpose. Here's Lukes now. Lukes comes in field with it. Goes one way, goes another, plays. It's a battle. Is Battle going to give it back? No, Battle shoots instead underneath the goalkeeper. And that is the second week on the trot that FC United have managed to score 13 goals. So, yes, it's been one of those afternoons. And I was reading the programme that Rob does. It's a great programme. It's only quid when you get down there. About Gemma Jackson's qualities as a goalkeeper.
Yeah, we keep reading about these, don't we?
Played for Blackburn Rovers, played for Liverpool, played at under-17s and under-19s level for Wales, and has got caps against Belgium, Holland, Macedonia and Russia. I don't even know if she's a good goalkeeper, to be honest. I've not seen her in action once yet.
I think she covers
matches.
She covers the penalty area well. You know, walking side to side. I think she does a good job there.
Here's Lukes now. Plays the ball forward to Foster, who's into the penalty box. Oh, plays the ball to Chambers. Chambers can slot it home. A nice 14-0. Chambers with her fourth goal of the afternoon. What play there from Foster, though.
Good and selfish play. I mean, she was in a good position herself. Chambers on her own. Left foot primed. Thank you very much. 14-0.
Irish Chambers now. A quick 1-2 from that corner. She's got all the time in the world to pick a spot. And, well, the spot was in the top left-hand corner. And Kirsty Chambers makes it 15.
I think she's enjoying this 100th appearance.
Here's Lukes now. Lukes on the ball. Plays a nice ball to Foster. Good control from Foster. Good finish from Foster. And that is 16-0.
Well, we did think there was going to be another goal in this. And there it is.
As the weather's really, really taken a turn here. And, well, Abby Carrington on the ball. Probably going to be the last attack of the game, this, I'm imagining. Here's Foster now. Foster plays a through ball here to Lukes over on the right-hand side. Lukes now on the right-hand byline. Crosses that ball in. It's palmed away.
It's
going to break to Greenall, who shoots. Making it, dear listener at home, right on full-time, more or less. 17-0 to FC United. Greenall with the latest score. So we're now joined by Luke Podmore after that 17-0 victory there for FC United in the first league game of the season. Very, very impressive that, Luke. 30 goals in two matches now.
Yeah, obviously the girls, they're listening a lot, and we took it to a new level this year. It's tough sometimes to keep going when teams are, you're scoring 17 past teams, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. We've got to carry on being professional, and you know what, every single one of them, they don't stop, they carry on for 90 minutes. You know, you could easily stop at 8 or 9, but it's just, we've got to keep them motivated to keep going, and you know, come the end of the season, hopefully that we'll have enough points to get promotion.
Well, that was one of the things we picked up upon from Neil Boo's highlights last week. The fact, I think we scored our 9th goal against Alti last week, and you can hear you in the background urging them to get the ball back. And it is that kind of cutthroat mentality. And what were the targets going into this game? Was it to get another high scoreline, but also to keep a clean sheet as well?
Yeah, I mean, clean sheet is most important for me. I'd rather win 10-0 than 17-1. You know, clean sheets are massive. But we needed to make a real statement today to the rest of the league. Obviously, these played last week. They got beat, I think, 5-1 off Northwich. So, and obviously, they have improved since last year, this team. They've got a few decent players. But we are just a different sort of animal now. And the message to the girls is that we have to be 100% every single second they're on that pitch. They can't ever slack off, because, like I say, next week we've got a massive game against Wigan in the FA Cup. So, you know, it was a bit of a dress rehearsal for that. So, yeah, I'll be urging them for the whole 90 minutes, regardless of who the opponents are.
It seems a bit crackers to say that next week's match is really, really important for the club. But we were saying last week that the league, it's clear that we're going to, you know, score a lot of goals in the league this season. But to make a statement, we need to do it on a national stage, and that requires a good FA Cup run. So it's...
Not to put pressure on you, Luke, but it's really important, isn't it, the Wigan match now?
Yeah, we're really excited about the FA Cup. Obviously, we've shown pre-season what we can do, and people will say, oh, it's pre-season, but we're hoping for a good cup run. If on our day, we'll beat Wigan last year 2-1. I know it'll be a different game this year. Obviously, it's away at their place on a grass pitch, I think. Our preparation's been perfect, so we'll be going there with the strongest FC United we've ever had, and hopefully that'll be enough, because obviously last year, I'd like to say, we beat them last year, and that was enough, so... this year, if they have a good training session in midweek, there's no reason why we can't progress into the third qualifying round.
And we've not spoken since pre-season, because I let Neil do all the work. But we spoke about the new signings. I believe Gemma Jackson is a good goalkeeper. I've just not seen it, unfortunately. but today we've seen two of the signings be really, really impressive. Luke's on the right, Foster through the middle. And Sullivan as well, we have to say. You must be really, really pleased with the way the new players have settled into the squad with some established players like Kirsty Chambers. I think it was a 100th competitive game.
The players that we've gone out and tried to target are sort of the players that we wanted, the right type of people, the people who are a bit hungry and, want a bit of a project like what FC United is at the moment. Obviously, we are where we are, and we're in the league that we're in because we are where we are. But over the next couple of years, they're excited about what's happening at the club, and obviously you can see that when they're on the pitch, they enjoy it. Yvette today, the first game, she's absolutely outstanding, lightning. Obviously you've got Foster who can play those balls through, and we just aim to set up to dictate games, and I think you've seen that throughout the whole of pre-season, obviously today as well.
Congratulations again, and good luck against Wigan next week.
Cheers, Ben.
Ben there speaking with FC United women's team manager Luke Podmore following that 17-0 win over City of Liverpool on Sunday afternoon. Next up for the women's team, it's to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup as FC United travel to Wigan Athletic this coming Sunday.
Well, welcome ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world. This is a FC special. Well, you've had 90 minutes of pulsating football. FC women's team putting City of Liverpool to the sword this afternoon. And, here it's the charity match, the Jet2.com All-Stars versus FC United Legends. The 2005-2006 Legends. And we don't have a team sheet. However, we do know, luckily, most of those players, and I'm going to be ably assisted this afternoon with Stato Paul. We're also going to have the signal bench, to let you know. The signal is I put my hand up in the air, and kitman Mike Norton will actually get someone and bring them up. It's all been sorted, it's all been done professionally, but when they get up here, they'll see how unprofessional we actually are. But yeah, we've got a plethora of FC legends here this afternoon, and obviously this is a charity match in aid of... Dave Brown's partner, who has got a debilitating brain disease, and all the money raises to try and find a cure and help her battle against this disease that she has, unfortunately. But it's waiting for the players to come out. Ben's busily sorting out all the equipment for us, and we'll be giving you live and exclusive a one-off game. But saying that, I've got a sneaky feeling if some of these players this afternoon put a shift in that they could be on the team bus on Wednesday for Darlington. But we are joined now from a youthful looking Dave Brown. How are you?
I'm all right. It would have been better if you hadn't listened to the missus and, you need to go and do a bit of jogging or something. So I went out for a run and pulled my calf. So
you pulled your calf?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't tell. Honest.
So that's what I'm putting it down to. That's why I was that bad.
Well, listen, lovely to see you. You've not been around for a little while now at FC. We know the quality of you. We know the person you are. And you've got to be happy with the turnout here this afternoon and everything that's come to fruition.
Yeah, I am. The lads have been great. Everybody that's turned up, fantastic. And more so the club, really, because, they've bent over backwards and we've had a lot of help off Mike Norton, Pete Gleave, Lance Mannock.
Yeah, Lance got all the T-shirts sorted out and everything, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, most of the lads are here. Rory, unfortunately, couldn't come. His daughter's not well. And otherwise, he was catching a flight this morning and coming. But everybody else is here and everybody looks like they're up for... before the game, they're up for starting a vets team off. So.
Oh, well, excellent, but, excellent. Well, are you going to be involved in that, I take it?
Yeah. I want to try and get the lads back as much as possible because... They're part of this club. They're a real part of what it's all about and where we first started. So it's an appreciation for them. And then hopefully we'll keep it up and keep them coming back to the club then.
Well, the one thing that's very noticeable from our perspective, from the FC team out there at the moment, Everyone's wearing black boots.
Well, apart from Josh.
Apart from Josh, yeah. Well, we expect that from
was
Josh.
Different,
oh, and now ADR. Yeah. He's got a pair of blue boots. But everyone en masse. But it was the black boots.
It was a prerequisite when they set the group up to try and get them there that they all turn up in black, and obviously some people can't read. But yeah, the turnout from the lads was great. I mean, ultimately it's about raising money for Natalie
because of her
illness. But I wanted it to be twofold, so the lads get a bit of something back from what they did in those early days, because obviously it's not the same now. We're a little bit more professional and what have you as the club, but there was a real connection between the supporters and the players at the start, and
very much so, yeah. And as you say, you know, you've got the mainstay of that championship winning team in the early days that are here this afternoon, and to get that Vets team together would be a really good thing for the club, for the supporters,
yeah.
and for you guys as well, because it keeps that link between club and player.
We've got plenty of players that have come through that are all getting to that over 35 sort of age now.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be that we'd be reliant on 11 or 12 players. I'm sure that we can get in touch with other players that have been through there. I mean, obviously Jerome's and players like that have been here a long time.
Of course, yeah.
Came in the second season, so, just like Rodri and Alex Mortimer, Matty Taylor, all these sorts of players. You never know, we might be able to drag Matty out. So
what? I don't think I've ever seen. Do we ever see Matty Taylor once the Quorn game had finished? Anyone ever seen after that?
He's having his leg put back on, wasn't he?
He is still around. What I'll do? I'll go down to the bench and I'll send somebody else up. Do you want?
Well, we're bored of you anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not that exciting, am I?
No, well, could be worse. We could have Rodri on.
Who do you want? Billy Mack. We'll go along the line, eh? Send Billy Mack McCartney up.
Yeah, we can have a chat.
Thank you for everybody for doing this for us, by the way. It's been...
And I guess people can still donate.
They can still donate on my Just Giving page, yeah. I've put it on Facebook and Twitter and whatever you saw. Yeah,
because it's an ongoing thing, isn't it? It's not just a one-off. It's a continuous thing to raise as much money as you can.
Hopefully. I've not really looked into it much, but we might try and sort a dinner out where we can get supporters and these players back together and have a bit of a chat about the old days and maybe raise a little bit more. Lovely touch there by Leon.
Could be a Q&A.
A little bit of a Q&A. That'd be good. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I'd much rather be talking to the likes of yourself, and with no disrespect to Clayton Blackmore, but I'd rather be talking to FC legends rather than, you know, ex-United players.
Well, they were asking about the celebrities before we came in, so they're already here.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I don't know anyone in the white.
I don't know. Apart from my son, I don't know anybody. Thanks a lot.
All right. Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Dave.
Billy!
Billy Mack. When is he coming back? Well, he's coming back right this second. He's going, what, me on radio?
Our first ever captain is on his way.
He is indeed. Let's hope he doesn't...
There's a moment.
It's FC United's very, very first captain.
Yeah.
Not the best of days. As that first game for you, because was it the shoulder or was it
no it was the elbow
it was the elbow
the
wasn't
elbow.
It yeah
right
dislocated elbow, broken arm, so it didn't go
bad
well.
Bad start.
Started well, ended
dreadfully.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have you up here. Thanks very much for just coming and saying hello.
Not a problem. Pleasure.
Trafford 4-4. Talk about it.
It was end to end. It was end to end.
We were was it 4-1 up? I think Jesus. We were 4-1 up. Something like that.
Yeah, maybe
with about 20 minutes to go.
Yep, went to
you scored twice.
4-3.
Yeah,
and we got a penalty last minute.
Yeah,
I had to step up and slot it away.
You did.
Sorry about that, chaps. Well, but
we'd already wrapped up the title, I think.
I think you had. So, yeah.
Well, listen, we know you keep yourself very, very fit.
Yep.
We know you've been in the game and stayed in the game. Last time I think I spoke to you were Ashton.
Yeah.
What are you up to nowadays? Where are you?
Not involved in football. I just do the running. Run for Salford Areas.
That's it now. So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You decided what you want a break from the game. You
no, just got into running and it takes up all your time. And I'm running at a half decent level now for Salford Areas.
Doing right, right.
You know, so busy with that, running so every day and stuff. Yeah.
You get out to watch games though at all, or
now and again. Yeah. Now and again. Yeah. Watch. Come here every now and again and stuff like that. But yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, well, I mean, obviously from our perspective this season, not the best of starts for FC, but
no.
Have you got any words of wisdom for Carl? He sat down there, he's got Phil Parry, his assistant next to him.
I'm sure I'll be having a pint with Carl after, so...
Well, that goes without question.
Yeah, we'll be having a good chat, and hopefully I'll get down this season and watch a few games.
Excellent.
So what about the 05-06 season? What do you remember from it most?
Just the atmosphere.
Were there any key games that stick out?
Unreal. Blackpool Mechanics, away at Blackpool Mechanics.
The first Euro away.
Yeah, I thought it was an absolute brilliant trip. We all stayed over. I think me and Rory Patterson done 2 days on the ale after that.
Not before.
No, not before, no. But no, that always sticks in my mind. The atmosphere at that game and the crowd, I thought.
4,000. Yeah, Bloomfield
Road. They said. I think it was more like six.
At least. Yeah. I mean, it was. I mean, I know people from Blackpool said it was the best atmosphere that they'd heard at Bloomfield Road for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was.
That was something
it's
else.
It's a game
yeah.
you can always, always
do you remember.
Remember
that Castleton Gabriels? Was that the one, apart from the fact that we had Jos Mitten sent off rather stupidly, was that the one where the guy scored against us and ran into the.
It was, ran and sat in the and started clapping.
Yeah. Clapped himself, yeah.
If you look that, it's on YouTube.
It
you
is
can
magical,
get that,
wasn't it?
I think it's, what's the name, isn't it? It's probably had about 2 million hits, that.
Yeah,
it is.
I think it's a good one. But yeah, definitely for me, the Blackpool Mechanics always sticks in my mind for atmosphere-wise. Thought it was great.
The likes of Chaddy and yourself and Brownie, you know, you were traditional, good centre-halves that worked hard, but were fair.
Yeah,
and gave it
yeah.
out and took
of course,
it. Now,
yeah. but
nowadays,
now that's gone. Yeah. You can't do anything now. You know, if you played like that now, you'd be getting sent off.
You can't breathe on
week.
Somebody now, can
no.
you?
Well, no, that's definitely true. Well, listen, lovely speaking
yeah.
to you.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You'll be back out
back
there.
On, yeah.
Back on,
hopefully
there, surely.
Soon.
Talking about legends, talking about all things FC United of Manchester, we've got next up. Now, if you are of a nervous disposition, this accent won't put you off. However, the legend is here, the man himself, sporting a very, very Chortlandesque beard, yeah.
But not a thong.
But not a thong, no. However, it is the man who scored the very first goal for FC United at Flixton. It's the one, the only, it's Steve Torpy. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, how are you?
Not too bad at all,
good
fella.
See you, nice beard.
Nice beard, even nicer beard. Are you dying yours, though? Because it's
no,
very
I'm plucking
dark.
At the moment. You, I said plucking.
He said plucking. It's all right, ladies and gentlemen, he said all plucking. Right. He said plucking on air,
don't
it's okay.
Panic.
So, listen, how's life?
It's good. It's good. You, I feel, thought it was better than. When I've just come off now, I can't breathe.
Yeah. So, well, to be honest, I said to
it's
Ben...
verified mustard air.
I said to Ben, give him 5 minutes. He says, no, I want the heavy breathing, sweaty. Steve Torpy sat next to you, and I'm thinking, hold on a second. As much as I like you, I'd much prefer Kevin Elvin to be over here in that position. No, anyway.
He's obsessed about
position?
Kevin Elvin.
Well, whatever position he wants me in, I don't mind, to be honest. You're doing quite well in football, aren't you? I'm led to believe. You're applying your trade. Might be the wrong coloured team, but you're at City, aren't you?
It never wins for me, does it?
No, it's at the Liverpool where you were first, and then you went from Liverpool to City.
That's correct.
Well, maybe you might want to, you know, turn out for FC.
Well,
become what about an academy coach job?
Maybe. Well, you never know. You never know. Football's strange, isn't it? So you never know where you end up.
Well, that's where you are at the moment, aren't you? It's
it
Man City.
Yeah.
What? Because it's you and Carlos Rocca, both there. Carlos is working with the under.
Carlos does some of the development centre work.
Yeah,
with
and sort of
scouting, recruitment, identification. My job's to oversee anything from 11s and below in terms of football program and what we're teaching the kids and the way they play and the methodology. So I'm loving it. It's a good place to work.
Yeah, you've been there for a little while now.
Fourth season now. So I was lucky enough to go in there as it moved into the new training ground and was trying to work with everybody else, all the members of staff, to try and maximise the potential of the players that are there. It's the best way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
hopefully through to first team by the Man City or anyone ploughing the trade. I think that would be classed as a success.
Well, that's one thing that's been a criticism of Manchester City, but I think you're quite right in saying that there's a lot of players that have actually left Manchester City and are playing Premier League football.
Yeah, as many, but I think, as a club, that could probably raise that profile a little bit better. I know it's something that they're trying to look at in the future, because there's a number of players who are ploughing the trade and got good careers who've come through that academy setup. So,
favourite moment for FC for you?
You had two spells, didn't you?
I did. Second spell, I was hampered with injury, so it was a difficult one for me.
But the first season in particular, what do you remember the most about it? A
couple of things. Well, no, there's loads. I think loads of things. First game, especially, we thought we were turning out to about 20 people. Genuinely went inside, warmed up, was hardly anybody there. We thought there was going to be a big crowd on the day, and we didn't expect it. In the tunnel, we just heard this noise, and it was like, what's going on? Is something falling down? Is something happening? And then we went outside, it was 2,500 people. And then literally within 10 minutes, it was crazy. So that was mad. And then from that, there was so many things. Winning the league, open top bus, I think it's probably a real highlight of anyone's sort of careers, I would imagine, who've played for FC. certainly in this team. And loads, but obviously scoring the first goal.
That's got to be right.
That was
yeah.
for me. I think there was loads, but my ultimate one was that, because it's one thing.
You can never take that away
from
you.
My daughter's seven. She'll grow up. I'll still be able to tell her about that. These are memorable things that hopefully, as the club continues to progress, that. I mean, this is the first time I've been, well, not first time I've been to the stadium, but for a game, it's the first time I've been here, so it makes you really proud to know that you're part of the first team, and now this is where we are.
What do you think of this?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, I think, for the level of the league that they're in. I think it's absolute quality, considering where it started. I mean,
you couldn't have dreamt this in the first season.
Unless you were there from the very beginning, I don't think you can really appreciate it. If you're around it, you appreciate it for everything that everybody did. All those different faces you used to see on the touchline, who travelled all those games to you, Blackpool away and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, everybody talks about
Blackpool. Billy was talking about the
Blackpool
game.
It was brilliant, but everybody was always trying to get to this, weren't they? You know, and have a home and for the club to grow. And it's just it's amazing. I really do think for the club and the way that it wants to go, I think you couldn't ask for anything better, really.
Well, listen, I know you'll be itching to get back out there, so thanks for coming along.
I'm not so sure about that now, the way the fans are feeling.
Well, we're now joined by the legend, Dave Chadwick. And, what a legend he is. Dave, good afternoon. Hold on a second. But you got me Josh Howard instead. It was a joke. I was winding Josh up, you see. And in fairness, Josh Howard, who's with us now, he's very accustomed to the old headsets, aren't you, Josh? Are you still doing the old...
No, I've retired now.
Have you retired, from football and from DJing?
Yeah, from everything.
From everything?
Yeah. And after today, definitely retired after that performance.
Why? Have you been out there? In fairness. No, listen, great to see you.
Yeah, good to
we
see
were just
you
reminiscing
too.
Over a few things with other players. So what are you up to nowadays? How's life treating you? What are you up to?
Really good. Just working and, taking it easy.
Are you involved in football in any way?
Yeah, assistant manager at Denton Town in the Mid-Cheshire League.
Right.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for then?
Second season.
Enjoying it?
Yeah.
When did you hang up the boots officially then?
From playing?
Yeah.
After here. Had a brief spell at New Mills, but I wasn't really into it. It's when we got into the nightclubs and stuff like that.
And was that the reason why you stopped? Was it because you want to go down that nightclub route try your hand there?
Yeah. Did quite well, so it's quite successful.
So apart, obviously that cup final goal at Thameside Stadium, which everybody remembers you by. that was an absolute moment of magic, wasn't it?
Yeah, one bad
but
goal.
There were obviously other memories you had with your time at FC.
Yeah,
what were your best memories?
I think the first season was unbelievable, wasn't it? The crowd and the support, and obviously winning the league.
One or two spectacular goals as well.
Yeah. Some decent goals.
Some come to mind.
The cup final, second season, we did the double.
That's right,
You know, so that was really good as well. Third season, I had a couple of injuries and my heart wasn't really in it. I was finishing off university and stuff like that, other interests. So
Right.
You know, kind of fizzled out, but the first two seasons were amazing.
We're just pausing there, thinking. My mind just going back to that goal. I'm just seeing the way you jinked left, jinked right, come across that sandpit of a goal, and then just cut it and leathered it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've watched that get goal so many times.
Yeah.
And just as you're about to shoot, it just sat up beautifully.
Yeah.
It just got.
Yeah.
Oh, and you hit it so crisply.
Yeah.
It must have been an absolutely. It's a great game, a great feeling to score a goal for FC United. But in a cup final, it's got to be even more special, hasn't
it? Well, I just didn't have the energy for extra time, to be honest.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So obviously you're now managing assistant manager at Denton.
Yeah.
Have you brought your philosophy and the style of football into that team?
I've tried. It's difficult because there's no money there. There's no wages. We finished third last season, our first season there. But obviously the bigger clubs take your players. You can offer them some money. So we're rebuilding at the moment. If you're ever free, come down and watch a game. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it
Saturdays?
Saturday.
Yeah, it's equivalent to the Manchester League.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the way we've been playing recently, we might come down and commentate on that. To be honest.
Yeah. Is it not going too good this season, though?
You've not seen the results then.
Not too good
the results,
at the moment.
But I don't know how they're playing. Don't know if they're playing well and being unlucky or
seven points out of the first 10 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
bit of a struggle at the moment.
Bit of a struggle.
Your upbringing was Old Trafford, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was a pro at United.
Was that a good schooling?
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable experience.
You played with some really good
players there that went on.
Well, you were captain, weren't you? You were captain as well at United.
Youth Cup. Yeah, we didn't do too good in that, but we had quite a good team.
Do you miss the playing side of things, or you're happy now where you are? And you enjoy the managerial side of things?
It's all right. It's, like I say, it's quite difficult because we're not paying any wages to lads. Yeah. So, you know, it's harder to keep them together, especially when you get offered money. But I do enjoy it, yeah. We've got some good young players.
Right, fantastic. Well, listen, as always, every one of you guys that are out there are very special in our hearts as FC United of Manchester. Before you go, I want you to do a DJ Styley indent for FC Radio.
Well, I'm not actually a DJ, so so I'll let you do one for me.
No, I'm not here to do one. Everyone hears my gob all the time. Oh, just tell us your name and say you love listening to FC Radio.
I'm Josh Howard, and I love listening to FC Radio.
There you go.
That was classic, right. That.
The
brilliant.
Legend, that was.
What a delivery that was.
Thank you.
It was nearly as good as that goal.
That was silky, that.
They're coming thick and fast here now. And we're now joined by, the one, the only. Is FC made 3? Oh, it's a goal! FC United 3-2 up now, and Leo Mack must be thinking, hold on a second, they're taking off all the centre forwards, and all of a sudden they're scoring.
That could have been me.
I'm waiting for them to level it so I can go and score the winner.
Oh, I see. Well, right. We are joined by the legend, Leo Mack, and we want to take you back, Leo Mack, to your debut in front of 4,038, I think it was.
Right.
Now, we know, obviously, you played for Manchester City, you played in Aberdeen. Europe. Aberdeen as well. There's probably more noise that game than you've ever played in front of, have you? I would have thought in your debut.
No, actually, the biggest noise I played in front of was at Celtic Park. Unreal noise. But to be fair to the FC fans, they do punch above their weight.
Well, they did. Celtic have 65,000. We had 3,500.
Exactly. There's a difference there. But yeah, the FC fans were unreal. What I remember about the games, they just sang for 90 minutes.
And
to be fair, I say 90 minutes. Before the game, they'd be at it.
Yeah, that's right.
During the game, they'd be at it. And after the game, they'd be at it. So it was a party. It was like carnival every Saturday. Yeah.
It was an alcoholic carnival for most of us in that first season. We can't remember most of it.
Well, we wouldn't know.
I know.
And the Winsford game was the top of the table thing. So it was a must win, wasn't it?
It was. And being the club that it was and what they were doing, you were going to attract most of some of the best players. The likes of Steve Torpy, Josh Howard, I've played with these lads since 15, 16.
Yeah.
I know how good they are, and to attract those players at the age that they were there was just a testament to what was going on at the club at the time.
So how did you end up at FC then?
I was at Mosley, and Mosley basically released me. I'd had a word with Torps and a couple of other lads, and they'd said how good it was here, so I came down and trained, and Margie registered me. That's how it happened.
Are you a red or are you a blue?
I'm a red.
You are red, right, okay.
Yeah,
Despite your City background.
Despite my City background, I got a lot of pelters for that. Do not believe the hype. I went to a load of supporters' meetings, and the way they announced it would be, so I was in there, Sean Wright Phillips is here, so they'd go, Sean Wright Phillips, son of Ian Wright, hey! Manc born Leon Mack, red supporter, every time. So it was a good crack, but to be fair, my track record against the Reds playing for City wasn't too bad.
Of course, we
let him go now after
we had the likes of Chaddy, who was a red, who was a blue,
yeah,
and he wasn't the only one, I think, at the time. So
there was a few, I think,
a mixed bag, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was a mixed bag, and again, with the fans, I think there were blues in the crowd, there were reds. Yeah. I don't think it was this is a Manchester United or a faction of Manchester. This was just people who were sick of the way the game was at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't get tickets or, it was becoming unaffordable. And they all gathered together in this one place and partied for 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday.
Well, certainly
Daz Lyons was another blue.
And he's got a tattoo to prove it as well, unfortunately.
If he keeps putting the ball down the channels for the boys to run after, then... yeah, he might get a slap when he comes off, but no. Yeah, he's a.
So listen, what are you up to nowadays? What's are you still involved in football in any way?
I am. Yeah, I work for a football agency, Platinum One Group, as a recruitment. So I go to as many sort of under 18s and under 23s, first team games, under 16s, under 15s, to find the best players in the north,
and
hopefully sign them to the company. I work alongside Danny Webber up here. He's the agent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he's the agent, they're signed to him, but I go and seek those players for him and see if we can help him through their careers, basically.
And you enjoy that?
I love it. I do that alongside, I work for the Dame Kelly Holmes Trust, We do a lot of programs with young people, so getting them back into education or into workplace. And it's just about giving them confidence and taking them outside of the comfort zone, making sure that they're pushing themselves as hard as they can to achieve their goals.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. Now, obviously, we're 12 years down the line with FC, we're in 13th season now. Do you still look out for the results at FC?
Always, always. I speak to Margie every now and then. I speak to Rodders every now and then. But, yeah, I do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit disheartened seeing the way the club's gone in the last few years. I think it's at a bit of a crossroads, and someone needs to make a decision what direction the club wants to go in and go with that. But you can't have all this fighting and infighting and people sniping at each other. You're supposed to be together. At the beginning, everyone was together. Everyone was in the same boat. Well, that's how it has to come back to.
And I think it will do. I mean, we have gone through some hard times, and we're coming out of the other end, hopefully. And if we can mirror that on the pitch as well, obviously a bit of a struggle at this moment in time on the pitch. Not having the best of times, Carl. But there's a quality new squad there. But I mean, if you had to give any advice to a manager who's struggling, fourth bottom of the table with 7 points in 10 games, what would it be?
You know, Margie's he's been here from the beginning, and if anything is not working, go back to type, revert back to type. What is it you used to do?
Well, he is. That's why you lot are all playing on Wednesday against Darlington.
Well, is this a ruse? Are we all signing registration forms?
You're playing at Darlington on Wednesday night.
Darlington, and your team was being provided for you, and you're all there.
Right, okay. Well, he'll need to get some weight off a lot of us first if he's going to do that. I'm telling you.
It's all right. We're going to play it to fate.
That'll do me. That suits me just fine, lads.
Listen, brother, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's Phil Powell, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, all right. How are you, Phil?
I'm great, thanks.
Nice to see you, pal.
Thank you very much.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen. Another FC legend with us, player, assistant manager. We've been asking people all afternoon their greatest moments in an FC shirt, you know, actually on the pitch or off the pitch. What is it for you?
Being a bit selfish for me personal, I think it was Blackpool Mechanics away at Bloomfield Road.
Nearly everybody talks about that.
Everyone up to now has mentioned Blackpool Mechanics.
Yeah, because obviously I was player assistant. And in the first half, things weren't going our way. So I got the nod to go on at half-time, and I just ruffled a few feathers.
I'm just thinking, I do tend to remember there were some proper challenges going in there.
Yeah. I think they was having an easy afternoon, so I thought, if they want the 3 points, they're going to have to work for them. So.
Is that why, when you saw Matt Jansson earlier, when you thought, hey, hello, mate, and give him a bit of a clobbering? That was kind of like that.
But that wasn't angry or intentional. That was just because I'm a bit older now.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Right. So, okay.
Talking of ruffling challenges and stuff, we mentioned the Quorn game earlier on.
Yeah.
Which obviously you were a big player in that as well, even though we lost it. That was another memorable day.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Because of the fact that we were so handicapped, it got ridiculous, didn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Remember the goal you scored to force extra time? You remember that?
We nearly pulled it off, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, it was desperate stuff. And yeah. Matthew Taylor on one leg.
The goal that they scored to win the game was an absolute worldie. No one would have saved
no.
it. It
was absolutely completely out of nothing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What are you up to nowadays, then? What are you doing?
I'm just doing my same job, Salford Council and Children's Homes. Love it.
Football?
No, nothing. Just nothing. Go and watch it. I went to watch United yesterday.
Right.
Which weren't very good.
We know, obviously, you were FC United as a player, as assistant, 11, under Carl. When you left the club, you got the greatest job you probably have in football as a manager. You know, what came with it was a lot of interest in Salford City, and, you know, that worked for you very, very well. And once you've left there, you just decided that was it? You had enough, or didn't you get back into the game at some stage? Because, I mean, you've got a lot of knowledge and a lot... At the moment, I'm not.
I don't feel the urge, and I know that job at Salford from the outside might have looked the greatest job in the world, but I can assure you it wasn't.
Well, we've spoken a lot off air and also on national radio about your time there. Did it put you off a little bit then? Is that what you're saying, really?
Yeah,
with the way you wait finished?
So not the stuffing out me a little bit. But that's not to say, you know, things change, don't you? Your life changes and you think, oh, I fancy a go again now. But at the moment, I don't, so that's where I'm at the minute.
So you're just happy in doing your work through Salford for the council and with the children's homes and going to watch football rather than...
Yeah, going on holiday when I want.
was Wembley the highlight of your playing career? Think, winning at Wembley?
Probably my England caps as well.
Yeah.
England semi-pro caps. And obviously, I've won the FA Trophy twice and... the conference twice and runner-up in Division 2. So I've been lucky. I've had quite a few high points. So probably, I'd say, I suppose to represent your country is the highest point.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good to know because, you know, the footballers do have, you know, lots of memories. What's your favourite FC memory then? Do you have one particular favourite FC memory?
Out of all the games in the early stages was all brilliant. All the away games, the games at Gig Lane. But like I said before, the one at Bloomfield Road sticks in my head.
Mechanics game, yeah.
More than anything.
Because you've been instrumental in changing that game.
Yeah.
The atmosphere, you know, it was just it was a crazy European away, wasn't it? Listen, as always, it's great to speak to you. It's a shame that you're not back in football because I think you've got a lot more to offer and a lot more to give in the semi-professional game. But as you say, when the time is right,
yep,
you might be back with a club somewhere local or not too local. Well, we've had all the legends here this afternoon and another FC legend, Kevin Elvin. I won't tell you what I've been saying about you on air.
I'll listen to it then.
It was getting a little bit. What was the word, Ben? Perhaps if you want to put a headset on, Ben, you can be part of a parcel of this. He's not listening.
Come on, Ben, I want some honesty. What's he been saying?
What about?
I was about Kevin.
He still raves about you now.
Hey.
He really does. Whenever you see.
He's bumping into parties at 4 o'clock in the morning in Cholton, that's what it is.
Do you go to,
I remember.
You go to parties in Cholton?
We did.
A long time ago.
Actually, it was Wally Range.
Was it? Right.
Yeah, it was on the cups. You and.
I can't remember.
Oh, I know he was there as well. It was Rob Nugent.
That's right.
Rob Nugent there. That was
a big one, remember that?
It was, yeah, indeed. Anyway, how are you?
Good, mate, yeah.
Nice to see you.
First time I've been here, you know. I've been outside, had a look, but not come to a game. We're going to have to get the boys up now. They've got the Elvin number two.
I noticed. Yeah. I saw Elvin number two coming on there with his FC shirt on.
Yeah.
So what you been up to? How's
work, kids. Not a lot of football after here. I went to Trafford. Did a couple of years there. Got injured and gave up. Didn't do anything. And then started playing fives and enjoying it again. So I'm going to join a vets team, I think. We're trying to get Brownie to set one up.
Well, I mean, Dave actually is very, very serious. We tried. I think there was the thought of doing one a few seasons ago. And I think because we haven't got a home,
yeah,
then it was quite difficult. But I think now, with what's happened here today, and then a lot of the other players are up for it, you know.
Well, I think they've loved it. I think they really enjoyed it and shown themselves they can still play. So I think we should. And even, like, you know, it's not just about the lads in the first year. There's plenty of lads that have played for FC.
Of course, yeah.
That are
yeah.
over that 35 age, I'd imagine, that could, you know, come down and do a bit.
Well, going back to that first year, obviously you were there at FC United of Manchester. What's your overall thoughts of the memories? And
they were wonder years for me. You know, I never made it as a footballer, unfortunately. And then all of a sudden to play in front of 4,000 every week at such a special club. And there was nothing like it.
Well, the thing
really.
Is, because you're not a local lad.
No, Coventry.
So how did it come about, the fact that you ended up at FC United? Because obviously, not
yeah,
being local.
I met my wife. She's from Colwyn Bay, North Wales. Met in Birmingham at uni. Went to Australia to play football. And then I moved back to Birmingham. She moved to Wales. And it's kind of no jobs in Wales. So she moved to Manchester. I was coming up every weekend. And I thought, this is the place to live. It's better than Coventry. and then, yeah, I was only playing five a side. And I think a friend of Margie's was doing a bit of scouting for FC. So if you know any lads, bring them down. And I said I wouldn't go to the trials. I was like, I'm not going. 900 people there, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do pre-season. I come down, did well, and yeah, the rest is history, really.
It was
one of the best years of my life playing for FC United. Just the camaraderie and how everyone was together, and it's just a big movement.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like that. And it was a real Manchester thing for me as well, because I think Manchester people kind of, you know, they do stick together. They like to push things and rebel a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, loved every minute. And just, you know, I'm proud to be part of the history. So to come back today and get involved and see all the boys, it's been brilliant.
And what was your favourite memory in that first season? Do you have a particular game or a memory?
Yeah, the first game was quite special, Lear and I.
Yeah,
But probably Leipzig, to be honest, in Germany.
Yeah, that was an interesting.
Again, I think that comes down to the drink side of things. And you know, after we'd played, it was such a good few days. And I think it was 7,500 flares.
Yeah, it was a big game. It was an interesting one as well, on the pitch, off the pitch, and certainly in that nightclub at 18. It was actually called 18, that club, I think.
Was it?
That big round, that huge round club, little clubs off it.
Yeah. I don't remember too much, to be honest.
No, I mean, most of us don't remember the first season at all. And we, you know, and I know some of the players don't remember the first season either, and they were playing.
I totally do remember. First ever goal from an FC United player. My own goal at Staley Bridge. Penalty spot, top corner.
In fact, yeah, so actually, yeah, we can actually write Torpy out of the history books.
That's right.
In, yeah, you are.
Glad to drop that one in.
Stato Paul didn't have that to hand, but yeah, you scored the first goal, of course.
Wrong end.
But hey, it's a goal is a goal.
Yeah.
But listen, I don't want to keep you too long because obviously you've been walking.
I need a shower, and I'm going to stiffen up.
So what are you up to now with your life? Are you involved in football in any way, shape or form?
I played for Alton Vets a couple of times last year, but it weren't a good standard. So yeah, I'd like to get involved again. I've got my two young boys now. James is 5, Alfie's 3.
Are
so
you still in Coventry or are you?
No, I live in Wilmslow. So I've never moved from Manchester.
Moved
out there about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
So weekends with them really. But yeah, I'd like to get them more involved in football as they're getting older. And I'd still like to do a bit myself, to be honest. If we could sort something out with FC, that'd be perfect. So I still want to play in all right standard with good lads. And
Well, it's you're not young enough to find you're young enough to be keep playing. You obviously, you're
just
fit.
About.
You're fit as well. I mean, you get more games under your belt.
Yeah.
You
know, no, exactly.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Listen, as always, it's lovely to see
top
you.
Man.
Before you go,
you.
If you can just say, hi, I'm Kevin Elvin, you listen to FC Radio, that would be wonderful.
Hi, I'm Kevin Elvin, and you're listening to FC Radio.
Oh, that definitely was the best one, Ben, of the night. I don't care. Leo Mike was good, but that was, oh, he's gone. Right, well, with that, you get yourself a shower. I'll try and have a
I'll see
beer
you
with you
beer, yeah.
In the old
in
the old bar in a bit. And that is the legend that was and still is Kevin Elvin, with Elvin 2 next to him as well. Little Elvin 2. You never know, he could also be the future star at FC United of Manchester.
FC live there from Sunday afternoon, and the final score was FC United Legends 4, the All-Stars 4. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
So, thanks for joining us after that display there, Carl, on the right wing and the left wing.
You chant at more time than me.
I've been running around with a bag trying to find you, but I found you in the end. And, what do you make of this afternoon? I thought it was cracking.
Absolutely fantastic. I drove back up from Binnett, I was in Cardiff last night, so just wanted to get back up here as quickly as possible. Got here just before, just after kick-off. So, as I was driving up, I was thinking, shall we have a little 20-minute spurt? And then, felt like it. So,
it's better than your Formby performance, to be fair.
Yeah, I've shedded a few pounds since then, so I'd hope so.
Got to talk about yesterday as well. So, what did you make of yesterday? It was
disappointing, really disappointing. Still trying to put my finger on why. Obviously, the mistake that cost us a goal was pretty catastrophic in respect of it. It was a number of incidents that we should have cut it out, and we've talked about it. Then we need to. Although we started quite positively, but you know, in and around the penalty area, our decision making has let us down, and that's something we worked on Thursday night. We'll continue to work on, and we'll continue to look to better the team, whether that be by bringing people in and also working with the lads, you know, because they don't go from performances like Southport, like Boston in the first half, like York, don't go from performances like that into a team that, you know, by the end, I kind of had a. It's the first time I've ever felt that we weren't really going to, you know, like, going to score. And that's been in a long, long time, to be honest. So that's something we need to remedy and something we need to look at. And, you know, as always, my job doesn't change. The coaching staff's jobs don't change. We're always looking to improve.
I mean, one of the things yesterday was the cutthroat nature of our finishing. I mean, I think we had 15 shots off target, 2-1, which isn't going to score your goals at the end of the day.
No, it's something we worked on. You know, it's something maybe the lads are a bit anxious because, you know, we're probably looking at league positions and other things, and that could be an excuse for it, a reason for it. But we won't take that as any reason. You know, the fact is, if you're feeling a bit anxious, then get that anxious nature out of your game, because it's important that we start picking results up and picking results up fast.
What are you expecting from Darlington? It's played well there last year. They did, obviously they won anyway, but would you still put in a good shift? You're expecting the same?
Yeah, no, that's all I want to see. Any team that takes the field, I want to see 100%. It's going to be a tough journey, obviously, on a Wednesday evening, upright, you know, lads finishing work early and all that kind of thing. So it's always tough. But Blythe came here on Tuesday night and put in a great performance. So we'll look to draw inspiration from that.
And just a couple of other issues. Kieran Glynn's gone off to padding. That's to get his fitness up, yeah. I'm assuming. And also we signed Kim Kinsella in from Earlham FC.
Yeah, Tim Kinsella's come in. He trained with us on Thursday night. You know, very grateful to Earlham for allowing the move to go through, and he showed glimpses of promise when he came on yesterday. So one to look forward to. Kieran obviously needs the match fitness. He missed a big chunk of pre-season, so they're the reasons for it.
Well, he's not the only one. Carl, you go and have a lie down. Well played today.
Cheers, man.
FC United manager Carl Margeson there from Sunday afternoon. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 12:30 on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.